to bring to himself sons. He calls them, he chooses them, he molds them and shapes them into something that is pleasing to him. That is the Christian religion. We become the sons of God. And the rest are lost. And we ourselves would be lost if not for God's grace. There's all this trouble and anguish that comes on people. And it says that God comforts us in it. Now, this is for the Christian. Because it is given to us, on behalf of Christ, not only to believe on him, but to suffer for his name's sake. That's Philippians 1, verse 29. You know, it is given to us to suffer. And part of the reason we suffer, aside from becoming like Christ, as he suffered, it is that we may comfort others that are in any trouble by the same comfort which we are comforted of God. And I've seen this manifest many times in my life where I go through something, some trouble, some anguish, right? And then after going through that experience and coming through it and being, because comfort doesn't mean like the anguish disappears. What it means is after the anguish, it gets better. You know, there's consolation in the end. You know what I mean? No suffering at the present time seems good, ever. But when it's over, there's comfort, consolation. And that's what it means. It doesn't mean like, you know, oh, my family just died, but I'm happy because Jesus is with me. You know, and I look at even Jesus himself. When he was in agony, my God, why have you forsaken me? God had not forsaken Christ, as many like to say. I don't believe that. Because God never forsakes his elect. But they feel forsaken. And I know exactly what that feels like. I know what it feels like to feel forsaken of God. To feel like he's left me far behind. Like he isn't watching me, he doesn't care. That is what it means to feel that. And Christ felt forsaken. And he maybe knew. I'm sure he, and of course he must have known, right? God hadn't forsaken him. But he felt what people feel. He was touched in every way as we are touched. And sometimes, even though we know, we may have faith and know that God is with us and that God is looking after us, right? But, that feeling, it's a feeling. Because you can't even really argue with feelings. That's what I say. It's like when you feel something, how does someone say, well, you shouldn't feel that way? But I feel it. Feelings are so hard to control. Thoughts are much easier to control. They're much easier to direct. You can direct our thoughts. Feelings come on us like bandits. You know, they come on us out of the blue sometimes. When something happens and bam, a feeling of trouble, tribulation, horror, suffering. And we're saying, as the sufferings of Christ abound in us, so our consolation also aboundeth by Christ. What we're saying is, you know, as we are suffering things, you know, what happens, the same suffering that we suffer, you know, brings about the same consolation, the same sort of solution. And even, I'll tell you what, even in the midst of suffering, though, you know, there's those feelings. But there are also thoughts in suffering that come to us. We feel forsaken, but then we start thinking God really has forsaken us. And for that, we need a remedy. We need a remedy against the thoughts. Because the feelings of suffering, the torment, the sorrow, can be assuaged a bit. It can be brought down by what? By the hand of love from a brother or friend who knows what you're going through and can speak directly to the suffering that you're feeling. You know, they can relate and the same situation having happened to them, and they can relate to you what it felt like, how they got through it. You know, as I read this, all these examples in my life of, you know, whether it be, you know, the things I went through when I was addicted to drugs and alcohol, the things I went through in my marriage, or the things I went through with health problems with loved ones, or fear of loss of things, or financial difficulties, all the things I went through and all the fears and all the troubles that came on me, I know exactly how it feels. And then also recently someone wrote me about how they feel they're having difficulty studying and so on and so forth, and how God's word is becoming kind of it's stale, I guess. They didn't say that, but that's what I would say. It's sort of stale, and you don't feel as zealous to study and read. Sometimes we burn ourselves out. The Sabbath was made for man, not man for the Sabbath. And the Word of God was made for man, not man for the Word of God. Meaning the Word of God was sent to His chosen to serve us and to help us become the sons of God. By these great and exceeding precious promises, we might be partakers of the divine nature. God sent this word for His purposes, for us, and not to make us sad with labor and toil over it. So as much as it is a joy for you to study, study. If you're weary in it, there's other things to do besides study. All study is not what makes, Christianity is not an intellectual pursuit. It is your very life. So whether we be afflicted, it is for your consolation and salvation. Meaning, when I need, as people grow in Christianity and they move along in their walk, they should begin to realize that the things they go through are for other people. So that, in my life, I'll tell you what, in many of the things I went through, there wasn't anyone to console me. I just had to find out for myself. I mean, there are people who wanted to console me, but there were not many people often who knew what I was feeling. And if they did, I didn't run into them, or they didn't talk to me, because I'm not always the kind of person who goes looking for consolation from people, I suppose. I mean, I don't really look to people, and maybe that's a fault on my part, but I suffer under it. Okay, but I know as I grow my walk that, and I've seen it where I'm able to comfort others. And even so, though I may not have comfort in a situation I get into, meaning a comforter, a person who can before, because if you go through suffering and once it's over, the Lord, He's your comforter, But along the way, also, we comfort one another. If I hadn't made that clear, of course God is our comforter. But sometimes in the midst of suffering, you don't feel like God is there to comfort you at all.